Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Bitch, we got a Wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid Wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem, and they don't know how to stop. The way they run to and fro, always continually eat and slop. You're up and right away. Wiggers are running amok. The way their brains do work, you would think they'll give up. Well, you know what? Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem. Wiggers always know in my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupider ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem, and they don't know how to stop. The way they run to and fro, stupid Wiggers love to eat slop. Well, this is the movement turd, and right now you're hearing it's heard on the turd. Anyway, I went ahead and I got me about 6 hours sleep, and then I got up, so I'm not really too super prepared for tonight's show. But the main thing that me and Pastor John Britton were talking about was pretty well what's been going on over at Pastor Visser's Forum. Here comes this person known as Obadiah 118, and this character is a 51-year-old Australian poofter or something, and it's impersonating a female. Now, someone told me a week or two ago, a month or so ago, that all these so-called Christian Israelite people would look at the avatar of some character, of a drop-dead, gorgeous, young, Israelite woman, and then ignore the fact that essentially a 51- or 52-year-old Australian she-male or hermaphrodite was going ahead and dropping hints that it was a total gender bender. I would have said, nah, this is too ridiculous to be true. Dual-seed-like identity men or people who are at least pretending to be that, well, they're not going to go ahead and be following after some idiotic gender bender, but guess what? They are. Now, you don't wonder about people who claim to be Christian Israel, and they don't have enough sense to even look underneath the tail before their dicks get hard. But nope. I mean, there's a Wigger born every minute, and Wiggers don't have any idea of what the hell they're doing. They never stop and think things through. All they think about is, they just sort of, they don't think with the head that they were born to think with here. They think with the head that they weren't born to think with. It doesn't have any taste buds or any good sense. And that is, that is pretty well what ends up happening. Now, I went ahead on the introduction, and I could post it everywhere except for Pastor Visser's forum. And Pastor Visser says that he's gone ahead, and he doesn't really administrate his own forum. He goes ahead and lets his brother go ahead and do it, and he says his brother is a Fruit Loop. And I got to admit, because that's who goes ahead and brings in all this vermin. When Brian Wright came back the second time to Pastor Visser's forum, this guy went ahead and said, well, why don't you go ahead and have your own sub-forum for the Church of the Sons of Yahweh? And I had to stay up all night pretty well showing that Brian Wright had resigned as a member of the board of directors of the Church of Sons of Yahweh. But yet, guess what? This guy is, you know, this guy is talking about kicking, you know, Pastor John Britton off his position as senior pastor. See, Gallet went ahead and gave it to Joe Johnson, and Joe Johnson told me in February before he got thrown out that of course he was going to work with Morris Gallet. I said, so you're going to go ahead and subsume your church work into Pastor Gallet's? Nah, whatever is mine is going to stay mine. Whatever is Gallet that he gives me is going to be mine too. Well, such a deal. And from what I gather, Joe Johnson, he's a very good plagiarist and thief. He goes ahead and his webpage is very nice looking, but what it consists of is pretty well stuff plagiarized from all these other webpages. I've seen some stuff plagiarized from my webpage. I've seen some stuff plagiarized from back in the militia day when people had their own homebrew webpages, and he went ahead and borrowed stuff from there. So Joe Johnson had a whole bunch of self-righteousness, and he had a whole bunch of sanctimony, but he didn't have very much honor or decency. And what he did is that once he ended up getting in power, he was this little man who went ahead and took everything that he possibly could. And I've noticed that in the bowel movement. I remember back in 1995, I went to this common law court. And pretty well had my motel room paid for. I slept on the floor by these two chiropractors, and this friend had gone there. And we knew that these two people, Candace Turner and Marveline Pankey, were total Fruit Loops. You see, about a month after Oklahoma City, I ended up getting a call, and I sort of think it was our militia business because I was help running two militias. And, oh, it's really important. So I go there, and these two females, one of them, Candace Turner, says, Martin, we want you to do something for your country. I says, what is it? She says, you'll be famous in the history books. I said, what is it? She said, you'll really be doing something for your country. I said, will you tell me what it is? And she says, we want you to go down to the Joplin FBI agent, you know, to the Joplin FBI office and say you're John Doe number two. And I'm looking at her and I'm saying, that's the most stupid thing I've ever heard of in my life. Well, and they were all sort of put out that I wouldn't go ahead and offer to do something really stupid and get thrown in jail and have a bunch of prison charges for filing a false FBI affidavit. So they went back to going ahead and sending out to all the Congress critters on an old 2400 baud modem their latest conspiracy theory about how David Koresh was set up by Secretary of State Jerry Rubin for stealing machine guns and all this sort of thing, and that's how Waco started. Anyway, about a week later, I go ahead and I see this friend of mine, and I says, you'll never guess what Candace Turner and Marveline Pankey asked me to do. And he says, oh, they wanted you to go down to the Joplin FBI agent, you know, office and say you were John Doe number two. And I said, how did you know that? Because normal people don't guess that, you know, first thing right off. And he said that they'd already asked a friend of theirs, a female, to do it first. So I was the second person they went ahead and asked to do that. Well, anyway, these two Fruit Loops go ahead and go to the common law, common jury held in Wichita, Kansas. And old Candace Turner ends up competing for and asking to be the secretary to this common law court movement. And what happens, these idiots go ahead and vote her in. And I'm trying to say, excuse me, you know, you don't know who this person is, but she's a complete Fruit Loop. She's gonna screw shit up. Well, what happens, you go ahead and give somebody a little bit of power and a little bit of authority, they immediately booger it up. And they say, who are you? You're not a delegate. You don't get to say anything. Well, maybe I need to tell you that this character is altogether a total Fruit Loop. she's half Jew. She's half Jew as a result of artificial insemination. Her father was a Jewsicle. Her mother was a goyim. Was a goyim shitsko who couldn't have any children. So she went ahead and she bought some Jew medical student sperm. And that's part of the reason why Candace Turner, who I call Candace Turner, is a total fruit loop. She lives over in Lawrence County, or at least she did. And they wouldn't believe me, but what happens is a day and a half goes by, and Marveline is screeching, coming undone and screeching at the crowd about what they want being illegal. And, Candace is acting like a total ass clown. So at the very end, Alfred A. asked and a few other people, they come, the same little man who'd gone ahead and said, "You can't say nothing," was coming to me and said, "Well, what do you know about Candace Turner?" And I told them. And they went ahead and said, "Well, don't let this thing out, because we'll look like fools." But they went ahead and they convened a little rump council and essentially eased old Marveline and Candace out. And then they went ahead and formed an indictment of treason against Bill Clinton and all this sort of good stuff here, which at the time was good movement theater, but never really accomplished anything. And this occurred in 1995. It was a big thing at the time. So I've been around the movement, and it never stops is that you go ahead and let little men have a little bit of power, and they have to go ahead and abuse it. That's just what they do. Now, this latest thing, here comes some critter, and she hangs around for about a week or so, and then she goes in for the kill. She's from VNNF. She's a total target. Even VNNF figured out it was a gender bender. They didn't know exactly what the hell it was. Well, Saturday morning, Pastor John Britton, he had other things to do, but he went ahead and he did me the favor of going ahead and doing some spy legwork, and he went ahead and found out that Obadiah, contrary to all our whining about how it's whining, see, whatever it talks and thinks like a female, but it's actually a male. So, like Pastor John Britton and I went, is that, it might very well be a transgender, or it might very well be a homophobite. You don't know what it is on the internet. But what gets me is that all these idiots, this character is clever. It's very clever. I call it Clunt Jr. sometimes. These people don't know who they're talking to, but what they do is they go ahead and get on, and what they see is they don't see a 51-year-old Australian transgender poster. What they see is a beautiful 21-year-old, eminently fuckable, bettable, young, drop-dead gorgeous female. And that's the head they think with. I mean, you would think that somebody, who went ahead and lied to you about, what gender it was, hiding behind that here. I mean, you sort of think that these idiots went ahead and hired a prostitute and found out there was a Negro transsexual. They'd get all annoyed. But are they annoyed at Obadorker, Obaliar, Obadiah? No, they're not. They keep on siding with them. And here was the deal, that Obadiah had nothing but use for pornography. Went ahead and loved using four-letter words. Obadiah said, "Fuck, these rules suck." And then went on to say that, well, guess what? It don't really matter. It don't really matter at all whether or not I went ahead and called people Jews. Well, here this character is whining that I call it a mamzer, that I call it a transsexual. Well, there's far more basis behind my accusations than there ever was on hers on VNNF. But they allowed her on VNNF because she claimed to be Christiane Dante, and they loved the fact that this character claimed to be a CI tard. I got banned in after the Christmas coup of 2004. Pastor Visser got banned, and the reason for it was that he claimed, you know, he said that Visser sort of said that Linder was acting like a Jew. And I'll have more on Linder a little bit later on this show. But if that's the case, then why? Why in the world, if you really believe this sort of thing, why in the world do you go ahead and follow up to this person? And then once you're told what this character is, you insist that you get to go ahead and tell people what to do. Let me just tell you what Christian Identity, you know, what people do to Christian Identity who show up who don't know anything about it. Because if you believe that you can go ahead and force your Israelite brother to not say something because you are offended, why are you here? You call yourself James the Just. In many ways, you're no different than Obadiah, Obadorker, Obaliah, Clay Combs Jr. What you do is you went ahead, you create you a username to go ahead and claim to be somebody that you are not. You are not Jesus Christ's brother, and you most certainly are not head of the early church. So why are you going ahead and claiming someone to be someone what you are? What happens is that James the Just, or as I call him, Judas the Juiced, you're just really just another Obadorker, another liar, another hypocrite. And Jeff, or as I call you, Juke the Goof, you too, you went ahead and what you do is that you insist the white man got to follow your own little Talmudic interpretation of the rules. Now, you can go ahead intellectually say, well, why are these people doing that? And the answer of it is that they can't help themselves. They're congenital mamzers. They're congenital wiggers. They've got to play at something. Like Matthew Watt said, well, can we just all get along? And I went ahead and said that to Pastor Britton. He went ahead and acted like he was the nigger Rodney King and said, well, can we all get along? Well, it's a little bit too late to ask where we can get along when Los Angeles is burning and 56 people are dead and there's about a couple billion dollars worth of damages because, you know, the niggers went ahead and rioted because they didn't like the Rodney King verdict. No, it's a little bit late to say, can't we get along? Because the thing about it is that even if I were to go ahead and make peace, you'd still be here thinking that you had a right to go ahead and force by Christian Israel your own little interpretation of the rules when the person who went ahead, you know, the critter, you know, I don't know if it's a he, a she, or an it. I'll call it a he, she, it. Who went ahead and say got caught. You caught going ahead and violating the very sort of thing that comes in. And then it smarms that I am a hypocrite simply because I don't follow its rules that it made up that it couldn't follow. Why are you following a liar, a hypocrite, a transgender queer of dubious sexuality who can't help but lie and be a hypocrite? And the answer of it is the reason you went ahead and sided with it is because you are the same bloodline as it. You can't help yourself. And you want to go ahead and be in Christian Identity? You're going to go ahead and tell a Christian Israelite what he can or cannot do based upon what your lint-headed Anglo-Mestizo grandmother used to do? Well, guess what? Your Anglo-Mestizo Pentecostal lint-headed grandmother don't get to tell white men what to do either. Back in the day, I'm quite sure she was eager to usurp authority. Well, that position is no longer back in the day, and we are living in a rather dangerous time right now. And if you go ahead and you're not of Christian Israel, well, Jesus Christ says you're going to be pulled up and uprooted. But in order to be pulled up and uprooted, you're going to be detected. And even if you got by me, why, are you smarter than Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ don't know where you are, what you are. He says that every single plant in Matthew 15:13, every single plant that is not planted by my Father shall be uprooted. What happens to a plant that's uprooted? It's dead. Now, whether or not Jesus Christ might go ahead and bust, you know, break the trunk open to make sure that you won't be able to go ahead and dig new roots here is rather a matter of speculation. But I sort of think that Jesus Christ don't overlook any possibility. Nope, the fact of the matter is that you went ahead by taking your side, revealed on what side you are on. You're on, you think you get to go ahead and tell a white man what to do. White man of 15, 20 years experience. No, Matthew Ott, you may have just showed up, but by going ahead and saying that can't we all get along, what you're saying is that people who cause trouble should not be punished. People who go ahead and bring themselves in and do stupid things. I mean, I'm quite sure there's some people listening in laughing that, all these people are running around. I mean, is it sort of ridiculous that, so-called Christian identity men are following a gender bender, a liar, a hypocrite, a VANF tard? Why are you doing that? And the answer is that you don't belong among us. So, going on, I mean, this sort of thing has occurred time and time and time again. Back in 2000, in the summer of 1999, Willie Martin and I and a few other people were invited by this guy named Robert Paul, who was called Cygnus One at a Hotmail account. We were invited on to go ahead and get on this Holy Wars. Yahoo group, and we were on there. But in the summer of 1999, the FBI was just frantic, and it went to the Missouri 51st Militia, it went to the Michigan Militia, and was asking, "Who are all these members? Who are Christian identity? Who you went ahead and see? These people claim to be a constitutional militia." Well, if you're a constitutional militia, but you're not, there is no such thing as a constitutional militia because the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, took away the power of the militia, away from the people, away from the states, and gave it to the federal government. So, unless you are organized with officers by the state government, and unless you are given arms and paid for by the federal government, you're not a constitutional militia. And what I said is that what we need is a people's militia. A people's militia, if necessary, needed to go ahead and overthrow the government on behalf of the people. Because that's what the revolution was fought for, was supposedly the white people. There was no United States back in 1775, 1776. Rather, what there was a bunch of delegates from several states who created a Congress. A Continental Congress. And they went ahead and printed up a whole bunch of paper money that wasn't worth too much. That ended up being redeemed after the war by these speculators, these Jew speculators under Alexander Hamilton. But going on, it was a people's militia who went ahead and took on King George. And as time went on, they formed a Continental Army, and they got the French on their side. And the French paid out muskets, and paid out gold, and used the French Navy to go ahead and counteract the British. And the British had quite a bit of stuff. They had essentially had a world war, and their accountants said that we can't afford to continue this war with America. We need to go ahead and fight France. So peace was declared between all parties. France went ahead and did because they were mad that they'd lost the French and Indian War, or the Seven Years' War, a number of years previously. But going on, there is no such thing as a constitutional militia because the militias were taken away. But here were these so-called constitutional militias saying, "But guess what? You can't think racist thoughts. You can't be of a certain religion." And they kicked them out. But here they were trying to go ahead and find them out and go ahead and give them back to the FBI. And the FBI went ahead and created a little listening post. Here me and Willie Martin were on it. It was called Holy Wars at Yahoo Groups. Well, Y2 chaos comes and goes, and there's no great destruction. There's no lone wolves. There's no Christian identity whipped up militia mobs, hanging legislators. And guess what? It's no longer useful as a listening post. So here comes on this character named Andy Anderson. And Andy Anderson, he whines that, there's this Russian, there's this Jew, and there's this atheist, and they're very dismissive toward women. So what happens is it's awful. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to quit because I just can't stand here being, having women talk bad about. So he goes ahead and leaves, and the next day he comes back, and guess what? He's the moderator. And what does he do? Very first thing, he goes ahead and he bans. He goes ahead and bans this Irishman named John Knight. And then he bans Yuri. Then he bans the Jew. Then the atheist withdraws. He bans him. And guess who goes ahead and complains that this isn't right? This isn't right at all. It isn't right to deny white men free speech on behalf, supposedly, of women. Why me? And less than a month, he goes ahead and moderates and censors me. And then, he goes ahead and claims that I accidentally self-unsubscribed myself. No, he banned me. He's a liar. So how do you tell? What are special sunglasses necessary? Anyway, in case of Holy War, it limped on for about another, not quite 2 years. And then, this Meggie went ahead and had me kicked off my internet connection. For 6 months, I didn't really have internet. But I'd go ahead, and I went ahead and let some relatives over at Monet borrow a computer, and I'd go over there and check my email every so often. What happens? These evil people, they want to silence you. And that's what Obidorka wanted to do. And what happens? These other evil people wanted to let it do it happen too here. These people are evil. Some who believes a lie isn't a deluded sheep of Israel. Not when they're told about what sort of person they're following. They go ahead and deliberately follow this person. They're evil. They don't belong here. Don't pretend otherwise. I mean, if you do evil deeds, there's a reason for it. And the reason you do evil deeds is because you're evil. And if you can't go ahead and think rationally, maybe I'll stop doing evil deeds. Well, it's because you're not able to think rationally. It's because you're the spawn of Satan. It's because you're a Jew. That's what our racial religion teaches, is that Jews can't help themselves. They do things because they're Jews. And why are they Jews? Because they are the spawn of Satan, derived from Satan's seduction of Eve. But going on with Holy Wars, what ended up happening is that that place became a ghetto after they went ahead and kicked out in March all the dual seed line Christian identity men, except for one old guy from Ireland who wasn't too mean or wasn't too direct with them. And then what happened to Holy Wars? Well, it became a ghetto to where Debbie Downey and Meggie and Andy and Richard Nimoy essentially fought with dual seed line Christian identity. And once it became a ghetto, the Jew, Nimoy, was free to go ahead and bite poor old Clint. And here they were. They were living in ghetto, and they were spying over on what was happening at these other forums that I went ahead and created, like Zog's War and Christian Nationalists. So in any case, these people do whatever the hell they want to do. And they do evil. Don't you know that a tree is judged by its fruits? Now, if the fruit is, we're going to go ahead and ban white men from speaking. I want to ask these people, where in Yahweh's word, like you're yapping about, does it say that I'm not supposed to use four-letter Anglo-Saxon monosyllables? And the answer is, they couldn't say. Why? Because it was just their little commandments of man. It was just their little Talmud. And I said, just like Jesus Christ went ahead and walked through the Pharisees' commandments, that he couldn't heal the sick on the Sabbath, and that he couldn't go ahead and walk through the fields and self-harvest a little bit of wheat to feed himself and his disciples Jesus Christ walked through all these Pharisaical prohibitions, and so too do I walk through your Pharisaical prohibitions. You don't belong in Christian identity. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to go ahead and get 10,000 warlords to go ahead and do whatever needs to be done. What happens is that we believe in a great tribulation for dual seed line, and we believe that all the niggers and beaners and gooks and Jews will die, and 90% or more of the Quakers. And they're going to go ahead and die in the Civil War, which they created. The hatreds are rising to an unprecedented degree. People are going ahead and talk about Epic Beard Man here, and he was a sort of deluded old wigger. He beat the crap out of this nigger that went ahead and assaulted them. Some guy named Joe Stack flew his plane into an IRS building in Austin, Texas. And from what I gather, they said that the wiggers are gathering around there looking at the side of the plane crash. What are they doing? They're going ahead and getting aid and moral comfort from this martyr who had enough of these evil bastards who had destroyed them. People are waking up. People are mad as can be. And they don't need any Lynn Bell priests. They don't need any Talmudic screwers. They don't need any Ryan Manzers tell them that they can't say fuck or shit or piss or cunt. Where do you get off? Let me tell you what would happen if you went ahead and tried to go ahead and impose your little will upon someone. Me, I'd advocate going ahead, slitting your nose, tearing out your tongue, chopping off your hand. And if you don't like me, at least four letter words, I'll go ahead and brand them on your pecker, cut off your pecker nuts, shove them right down your throat. Got busted teeth here. To where you learn to mind your own business. If you're a Manzer, you're a Jew, you're an Asian provocateur, the last thing you want to do is come to someone like mine's attention. Because you will be detected, and you will be uprooted. You have no business in Christian Israel, and you never did. Now, I have seen some people of not only gay or white male parentage. And what happens is that they have learned to live with what they are. For whatever reason, they were given a life, and they enjoy the life they have, and they don't cause trouble for the white man. And for them, maybe, they can be righteous Gibeonites, and maybe they can have a reservation. But, for all of you who go ahead and lift up your hand against Yahweh, lift up your hand against the white people, taking back that which is theirs, for you, there's nothing but damnation, not eternal damnation, because you're not going to be around for very much longer. This social order, this Zog, this Babylon, which tries to go ahead, and like it says in Daniel 2:44, mix the seed of men, it's not going to be around very much longer. And the tool by which it's going to be around is not a revolution by the dual seed line Christian identity. It's not by your resistance. It's not by these tax protesters. But rather, Zog is going to fall apart because Zog is falling apart. You can't go ahead and destroy your own founding population and then continue to exist for Wigger's sake. But guess what? They can go ahead and betray a poor Wigger and replace the population with niggers and beaners and Jews and Mamsers, and that somehow they will remain on top. Drooling Wiggers have always had this delusion. But what happens, reality came and destroyed them. Anyway, I've pretty well been ranting and raving for about 45 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and look at what the chat room says. So, let me see. Looks like cannabis can save us. Well, I don't know if it can save us, but yeah, I guess it can be enjoyable. If you're into that, I'm not really into it here. Anyway, Gerald's on there. Trash Can Man. Well, hello, Trash Can Man. I've just been so busy that I haven't had time to answer your post. Sorry about that. Okay. Wilson Crabtree. Well, hello, Wilson. Notice that you're one of my followers. We're talking about Paul Tippett. I need to go ahead and get on his poker face forum. He used to go ahead and send me CDs and have them reviewed, and I reviewed them. They were very good music. They were very, very, very good music. But what I had told him is that what happens is that the perfect with you is the enemy of the good enough. And, yes, your music is, you know, is very, very, very good, but sort of rather heavy and rather rich, sort of like a rather layered, you know, cake. And people go ahead and listen to it, and they like it, but it goes ahead and just gives them a heavy feeling afterwards. I said, you need to go ahead and cover some old stuff, like old revolutionary stuff, and in the public domain, and go ahead and do it. Like, for example, at the start of the program, I went ahead and took Dave Ball's Thinking Problem, and that's going to go ahead and be the theme song of this show. I call it Wigger Problem. And as I get better, I'll go ahead and make some better sound and have it going on. But yeah, Paul, Paul Poker Face here. I mean, they're good people. Okay, let me see. All righty, I'm looking at South Bend. Okay, Gerald. Okay, let me see. Anyway. Alrighty. Yeah, what's this genderbender's name? Okay, genderbender is called Obadiah 118. It came from VNNF. And for about a year and a half, is Linder's pet's so-called CI tard. And what happens, I've ended up calling it Oba Dorker, Oba Liar, Clinton Cummins Jr. Because this is about, you know, Obadiah's pretty slick. Obadiah's real smart. He knows how to go ahead and play his game. He knows how to go ahead and play the game, but in case, you know, it's very old evil is going to go ahead and catch up with it. Okay. Anyway, I've gone ahead and looked at the chat. Let me see. What else am I going to go ahead and discuss? Oh, we were talking about Alex Linder. Alex Linder went ahead and showed up. He'd been gone for 4 weeks, and that's a fairly good long. That's a fairly good long time. But I went ahead and I got socked up in the cat of VNNF, and went ahead and looked, and Alex Linder showed up again last night. So he'd been gone for a little bit over 4 weeks. So the question is that where? You know, where has Linder been for the last 4 weeks? You know, he's been gone for his own greater free-range tar corral for 4 weeks. So where was Rabbi Linderwitz? Well, I said there could be a number of possibilities. A was Rabbi Linderwitz was in San Francisco having his fellow Jew faggot doctors take care of his gay bowel syndrome. There's a lot of people say that Linder is not suffering from Crohn's disease, but he's rather suffering from gay bowel syndrome. And back on December 15th, Linder went ahead and testified against Bill White at the Bill White trial. And you would have thought that this would go ahead and set up a big problem. But you had the same old bunch going ahead who supports Linder going ahead and covering up for Linder. Essentially, it don't really matter that he's going ahead and narking on people. And someone said, well, you know, he was subpoenaed. He was subpoenaed. He had to go ahead and give us information. And I went ahead and pointed out, no, he didn't. He could have gone ahead and deleted the IP information. See, I know what they're talking about because I run my own V-Bulletin forum at Christian Nationalist, which is at www.whitenationalist.org/forum. You don't need the www. It's whitenationalist.org/forum. And what happens is that about every day I go there in my admin capacity and see who logged on. And most of the time the people who logged on are really nothing more than Russian Jew porn spammers. So what happens, I see a real name or somebody I recognize, I go ahead and get them back, you know, go ahead and get them on. And I'll go ahead and you know, give their accounts. Well, some of these Russian porn spammers, they're not allowed on there, but what I do is I hijack one of their accounts, and I went ahead and started another sock puppet. What was its name here? Oh, Ash, he calls himself Anchorage Activist. And he has a pretty good blog called White Reference. But the thing about it is, he's just another colostomy bag licker. He's one more of Linder's little colostomy bag lickers. So anyway, there's some people who think that, you know, Linder is a homosexual. And I don't know about that, but he did go ahead and testify against Bill White. He didn't need to, because he could go ahead and delete Bill White's account. He certainly could delete Bill White's account way back when he knew that Bill White was going. He only had a year after Bill White was, you know, Bill White was arrested, I think, in October of 2008. He only had a year and a couple months to go ahead and delete Bill White's account. He certainly should have deleted it once he found out that Bill White was going to go ahead and stand trial in Roanoke, but he didn't. And for those who say, well, you know, Linder, you know, the NSA knows what Linder knows. And the answer is yes, but guess what? The NSA can't go ahead and go in court and say we've been illegally spying on people, and that's how we got this information. They can't go ahead and use that information that they got on their data slurp. Now, a couple of years ago, when I was in Nuthouse, it got admitted that the NSA sucked up the accounts of 42 million Americans. And they were bitching that the New York Times had revealed that information about how it was unpatriotic to do so. Excuse me. I was getting a little bit dry from tonsil sunburn. But anyway, well, no, it's dark here in Missouri, Southwest Missouri. It's been dark for about an hour now, but. In any case, where was I? Linder didn't have to go ahead and testify. He could have gone ahead and deleted the account, defraged his drive, and whether the NSA knew who Bill White was, and they did, I'm quite sure that people are spying on me, and they're spying on me right now. For example, last night when we had this unannounced talk show show, guess who shows up on the chat log? B. Wood. Well, could that be Billy Wood, a.k.a. Brian Wright? And the answer is probably. So how did Billy Wright know that how did Brian Wright know we were on the air? Well, probably Zog went ahead and told him, and they're probably listening, and they went ahead and said, get your slant-eyed Mamzer Jew ass out and listen and see what Pastor Linstead and Pastor Britton are saying about you. It ain't very good. He shows up, and then he figures out, oh, my God, if I can see myself on the chat room dialogue, guess what? Pastor Lucy and Pastor Britton can see me, too. So he went and logged off. It was sort of hilarious. But Obadiah Obadorker said that, she wasn't going to listen to what I had to say, but she did. Oh, and by the way, I have a challenge. Anybody who thinks that I'm lying about them here, we'll go ahead and we'll set up a schedule for you to come on, and we'll have a knockdown dragout anytime, any place, anywhere. See, I'm not like Jim Roid Rage Giles, who goes ahead and says he's going to go ahead and interview you, and then he doesn't because he's a chicken shit, because he's a liar. If someone comes to this movement, he lies to you here. Chances are the reason he lies is because he's a liar. Really simple reason. A hypocrite is nothing more than a caught liar, just like Obadiah. What happens is here she is, come across as a paragon. Although, can't we not use four-letter words? You know, here she's saying, well, fuck, the rule sucks. I get to go ahead and name the Jew, and I get to name anybody who I want to as being a Jew without saying, oh, I believe in freedom of speech. Well, what happens, Obadorka didn't believe in freedom of speech coming on the Vistas Forum. She was hunting me, and I knew it. See, I've seen this before, like way back in 2000. And the end result is that the same sort of thing happens. Honest people, they go ahead and listen to what you have to say. I have nothing but respect for William Fink, because I went ahead and told him what Clunt had done. And I went ahead and told them is that Andy Anderson got revealed. I was spying on the Holy Wars, and before they went ahead and shut down their archives or something like that, pretty well here was Andy Anderson saying that Clifton M. Eisen declared war against us fake CIers, these fake one seedliners, back in 1997. Why did Clifton M. Eisen declare war? Clifton M. Eisen didn't know he declared war. He started his teaching ministries. And guess what? The Jews and the Mamzers said that was declaring war, you know, war on them. And I told him, and I went ahead and sent a copy of that email to him. And guess what? William Fink, he went ahead and stopped posting over on Aryan Front. He went ahead and stopped posting over on Sperm Front. Because he wasn't going to go ahead and support the evil doing of Quant Downey and her meerkat Mark. What happens when someone who is of Israelite descent, who is a righteous Israelite, finds out that the Mamzers are causing trouble? He don't go ahead and say, well, can't we all just get along? No, because he knows that we can't get along. We have a Genesis 3:15 enmity. These people need to die. They're running wild now, but they need to die. And sooner or later, they will. But while they are running around and persecuting our Israelite brethren, we do not go ahead and side with them. We do not have any peace with them. We do not have any dialogue with them. The only dialogue we have is, be gone. Depart from me, you servants of iniquity, for we know you not. Well, we do know you. We know where you come from. You're the spawn of Satan. You do the deeds of your father. You're a corrupt tree which bears corrupt fruit. And I don't care whether you have a pretty name or a pretty face. You know, you're like a white sepulcher. Outside, you might be scrubbed white and beautiful looking and alabaster, but guess what? Inside, there's nothing but a bloated corpse. Or if not a bloated corpse, because the maggots have gone ahead and had their way, dried, desiccated, stinking bones. What happens among evildoers, there's always an odor of sanctity. There's a movie here, it's a cult movie called They Live, with Roddy Rowdy Piper, John Carpenter's They Live. Go ahead and look it up. Essentially, you have Roddy Rowdy, it's based on a short story called 8 o'clock in the morning about how there are these aliens, and they tell this guy he's going to die at 8 o'clock in the morning, he's going to have a heart attack, because he's about on to them. And he sees them, he sees their evil aliens, impersonating white people, and most people don't see them. The movie was the same thing. This guy got some sunglasses, though, and he was able to go ahead and see it. They were aliens. He goes ahead, he just blows them away with a shotgun. You know, most of the pigs are just pigs, stupid wiggers, but they're serving the aliens. He goes ahead and destroys these aliens. He goes in with a shotgun. He goes in with a shotgun in with a bank. He says, I'm here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm out of bubble gum. Well, I'm out of bubble gum, too. In any case, he was able to see him. Well, let me tell you how to smell out an alien, how to smell out an evildoer. An evildoer always has an odor of sanctity, a smell of sanctity. Because what happens is evildoers, they're not able to admit that they're evil. They're not able to admit that they're the spawn of Satan. They're not able to go ahead and admit that they essentially live for no other reason than a parasite, live off of white people. They can't admit that. So what happens, they got to go ahead and pretend to themselves that they're good. But they're not. They're evil. So in order to go ahead and hide it, not only from their, you know, from themselves, but from their victims as well, they have an odor of sanctity. And if you smell that odor of sanctity, it's a smell of rot. It's a smell of moral decay. And what you do is that you avoid them. You know who they are. You get the stench of sanctimony. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. They're evil. They're evil because they're evil. They are what they are, and there's no changing them. In any case, these people have done this. But anyway, you know, getting back to Alex Wunder, he went ahead and knocked on Bill White. And in order to go ahead and save himself, he goes ahead and he has Jim Giles invite old Hunter Wallace of accidental descent and ambushes them. Here was Jim Giles. I love Jews. I was in New York. I love Jews. Well, if you love Jews so much, you know, I mean, you were licking Mark Patak's ass. You know, Patak. On these Star Trek episodes, whenever you hear these Klingons saying, "You dirty Patak." Well, Patak is Klingon for lying constipated Jew Mamzer. So, when they call Mark Patak, well, he is a Patak. He's a lying constipated Jew Mamzer. But in any case, Linder goes ahead and he causes this crap about how this guy named Greg Johnson is a homosexual. He starts this crap. And like this one guy over on Stumbling says, is someone who's bleeding out the asshole shouldn't go ahead and be talking about other people being gay, especially when they don't know where it's true or not. But that's what Linder did. And he ended up having, you know, Jim Giles and a bunch of other people go ahead and muddy the water. So anyway, Section A was he's in San Francisco having his fellow Jew faggot doctors take care of his gay bowel syndrome. Section B is he's in New York having his colostomy bag retaining clip platinum plated, courtesy of the Department of Zogland Insecurity. What happens is there's some people who think that Alex Linder is indeed dying. And I don't know. I don't know if Alex Linder has a colostomy bag or not, but I'm going ahead and pretending that he does. And that which meerkat is the biggest colostomy bag licker? And he's in New York. You know, have his colostomy bag retaining clip platinum plated. Okay, item number C is hiding under the crawl space of Trader Glenn Miller's double wide in Marion, Missouri, getting Rabanger, Albion, Miller Doggett, and faggot Glenn Miller, you know, Trader Glenn Miller's son, to give the poor gut sick wheel weasel with Jew ass cancer a high colonic with Jim Beam puked up and pissed away by Trader Glenn Miller. And D was, you name the time, place, payoff, and perversion. Well, let me see. Let me go over to Stumbling. There's this guy named Jacob Israel. He likes to pretend to be a nigger, but, you know, a nigger Israelite. And what happens is that he said that he's going to go ahead and take that, option. And his option is at the time is 11 p.m. The place is San Francisco. The payoff is 5 Zog bucks. And the perversion is a 12-year-old Mexican illegal alien, a jar full of lard, a full colostomy bag full of shit, and a little chihuahua. Well, I don't know. That's about as good as anything. But I sort of wonder if we'd keep even Rabbi Linder Miller occupied. Mike John. Says that Linder is dying, and I wonder if DNN has a plan for dealing with that upcoming certainty. Glenn Miller is almost 70, will run DNN along with young gay boy Varg as an internet keyboard commando sidekick. And the answer is that I don't know what's going to end up happening to DNNF when Linder croaks off, because Linder really hasn't gone ahead and created anybody who really knows what he's doing. Now, Trader Glenn Miller's latest little thing is he's going ahead and trying to get Targe to go ahead and give him money to run for United States Senator. Well, I intend to go up there to Jefferson City and file, as soon as I get this car ready, to file to run for United States Senator. Myself as a Republican candidate. And I'm going to say is that I have a right to run as a Republican candidate just as surely as the niggers in the 1940s had the right to run as a Democrat candidate in Oklahoma and Texas. And the United States Supreme Court went ahead and said that, yes, niggers had a right to run in a primary election. But guess what? Thanks to Trader Glenn Miller's activities in 2006 when I was in the Nut House, and I think he deliberately went ahead and did it, I think his parole officer went ahead and made him do it, is to go ahead and run and then screw up the lawsuit to where, you know, hey, you know, guess what? Now the major parties in Missouri claim that if you're a white, an overt white nationalist, you can't run. Well, what happened to you can go ahead and have whatever rights you want, as well, you know, regardless of your race or your belief or your religion, your race, your color, or your creed? Well, my race is white. My religion is dual feedline Christian identity, and my creed is white nationalism. So therefore, I have a right to run. Even if, Zog, you want to go ahead and create it, want to go ahead and make me the new nigger. I'm not your slave. The reason I run isn't because I want to go ahead and honor, or I'm going to go ahead and agree with these elections, but to go ahead and destroy the legitimacy of elections, and most certainly the Republican Party. They're the ones who've gone ahead and sold us out. Well, the Democrats, well, the Democrats, you knew that they were out to screw you, and they never said anything different here. But these Republicans, they go ahead and say that they're for you, and then they go ahead and sell you out. All these factories are shipped out, starting with, you know, Bill Clinton. But guess what? The Republican Congress went ahead and voted in NAFTA and GATT that destroyed your white jobs. The Republicans, being greedy bastards, never stop to think that once you go ahead and destroy the foundation, the tax base of the social order, what happens, you're going to have to go ahead and pay all these white people, you know, to stay at home and not riot, because guess what? You destroyed their jobs. How very smart is it? The Republicans do that. Why? Because they're greedy, stupid bastards here, run by Jews. Not too smart. But they do what they do. But Terry Glenn Miller, he's going to go ahead and claim that he wants to go ahead and run a write-in candidacy. Well, Terry Glenn Miller, why don't you just go up there and, you know, run as a Democrat, and I'll run as a Republican. And I'll have a number of bad things to say about you, but, oh well, who cares? Does it matter? Terry Glenn Miller, if you want to go ahead and do something for the white race, do something for the political thing, why don't you just go ahead, Answer the affidavit. Go ahead and admit that pretty well your pro-officer and the Republican Party and the Democrats and the rest, who are certainly Republicans, went ahead and got you to go ahead and file so they could return the $200, you know, the $100 filing fee, and then claim that they had a right to go ahead and decide who got to run. Well, 1940s, the United States Supreme Court said political parties couldn't go ahead and decide who got to run. They had to go ahead and have an open primary system. And what happens to these people? They go ahead and get power, and they want to go ahead and pick. They want to go ahead and pick who they get to run. Well, the problem of it is when they go ahead and pick the flunky they get to run, the ordinary people don't have any say in the matter, and they don't care. They don't care at all. And as a result, you end up going ahead and actually having somebody who has some grassroots support winning. And that's what's happening with the Tea Party movement. What happens is that the Republicans and the corporate interests are trying to go ahead and take over it, and they might very well succeed. It don't really matter. But look, you know, it's all like Keith Olbermann, you know, back on Friday. Here he is, going ahead and whining about racism, a white man's heart here, about how racism is going underground. No, dumbass. You want racism to go underground. You don't want it to go ahead and come out and be heard, because when it comes out and when it is heard, you ain't going to like what results. You're not going to like the results, because there's so much rage and there's so much hatred that when it goes ahead and burns over, it's going to go ahead and destroy you. It's not going to go ahead and do very well. You people aren't going to like what happens. In any case, what happens is that, let me see, it's 7:07. I've been ranting and raving for about an hour now. I'm looking to see. I don't know if there's anybody online. I went ahead and went to the email for the show. You know, it's called themovementturd@gmail.com, and I don't see anybody. Or I don't see anybody went ahead and asked a question or did anything else here. So, nope, don't see anything new about it. But in any case, uh, Anyway, I was hoping Pilgrim would be on, but I'm going to go ahead and stop talking for about a couple seconds and see if anybody doesn't want to come on and say something. Let's see. Okay, it says it's unmuted. Well, don't look like anybody is actually on the line, or are they? Is anybody on the line who wants to go ahead and say something? Well, looks like I'm going to have to go ahead and wing it then. Okay, Pastor Lynn says, James suggests the same fellow that comes on to our CI programs. And the answer is, this guy calls himself James Suggest. For those of you who don't know who the actual James Suggest was, is that he was one of Jesus Christ's younger biological brothers, or half-brothers. And during the early church, he was essentially the administrative head of it. And, as the administrative head, he went ahead and made a number, he made a number of decisions. One of the decisions he ended up making was pretty well to allow Paul to go ahead and convert, the Greeks and the Romans. Now, the Greeks and the Romans were descended from the Trojans. And the Greeks, in some cases, were descended from the Judeans and from the Danites. And pretty well some of them understood, at least their upper class, understood where they had been, where they derived from. Like, Darda was one of the grandsons of Judah, I believe. And the Dardanelles was named after him. And Troy was the Danites, but you end up having a war between the Greeks and the Trojans around 1200, 1250 BC. And, a lot of these people were of Israelite origin. You see, in many cases, we don't really speculate because we don't really know, but, the flood was a local occurrence. And pretty well, Bertrand Comperé went and said that the place that was flooded was east of the Garden of Eden, or around there, and that it was really in Asia. In some places, put it on this plateau north of the Himalayas, and that. Dual feed line holds that the flood was a local flood, because if you only had Adam and Eve, well, then guess what? If you're a one feed line, well, Adam and Eve, they gave birth to the niggers, they gave birth to the gooks. Well, dual feed line doesn't hold that's the case here. They hold that non-whites are descended either from the six-day man or They're descended from these mud people that Satan went ahead and created or brought over on spaceships. So, if they're not white, then why was it a big deal that Noah be a pure or perfect generation? The answer is, if they're just going to have a multiracial, multicult love boat and the ark. See, what happens is that when I was raised up at Herbert Armstrong's church, they preached that, that Jacob married a yellow woman, and that Ham married a black woman, and Shem married a white woman, and that's where the blacks and blacks and yellows came from after the flood. Because if it was a worldwide flood, then how come we still have Jews? How come we still have this? How come we still have that? Now, if you're dual feed line, you go ahead and say is that just like today, you had white people, the Adamites, and you end up having all these niggers and gooks and chinks and the rest of these mamzers, these demons, trying to go ahead and interbreed with them and destroy the Adamic line. I mean, that's the only sense here. Dual feed line has to have only a local flood, because if Adam was the first white man and Eve was the first white woman with souls, then you can't go ahead and have Adam and Eve be the parents of the entire human HUE human race here. You can't. So dual feed line says there has to be a local flood only. So anyway, someone says the Chaldean plateau. Well, I think they said it was the Turanian plateau. If you go ahead and buy this stuff that Bertrand Comperet went ahead and came up with, and I think there's some videos on YouTube. In fact, I know there is some. And he goes ahead and shows this chart. Somebody went ahead to Comperet's written sermons and went ahead and scanned in some pictures. And from my gather, it was north of the Himalayas in Asia. And then they went ahead and migrated. I'm trying to figure out where I was. In any case, James the Just, this guy, he goes ahead and he claims to be James the Just. And he comes up with, there's something not right about him. He goes ahead and he comes up with this crap about, essentially he goes ahead and he sides with old Belier. What happens is that, no, the word Yahweh says there is no custom, there is no foyer, using four-letter words. No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that. What happens is you, with your little claiming to be James the Just, you're no different than Obelier. Go ahead, a 51-year-old Australian transgender poofter, going ahead looking, trying to go ahead and look like a 21-year-old drop-dead gorgeous white woman. And the reason you go ahead and do that is because you want idiots thinking with their dicks that they're nice to the drop-dead gorgeous 21-year-old white woman on the screen here, is that you must be that sort of person. Even myself, that's the problem with me, is that I know intellectually that, this is probably a tremendously homely. But you don't even know if he's a 51-year-old Australian. Someone over on Odie's was saying that Obadiah sounds a lot like my old good friend Gabby. Well, she called herself Gabrielle. And what happened, she was actually Maggie, and she called herself Maggie Butts. I call her Maggie Bale Bitch Butts. And that bitch had me kicked off of my Granby internet connector here in Granby. Granby has, around 2,000 people. And if you go ahead, now I was off the internet because of that lying bitch. And she lives somewhere around Mississippi. And what she does is she gets online, and what it boils down to is she just has a cow about, how Paul said that women ought to be silent in churches. Now, what happens to these forums and these message boards? They're not churches. They're people of congregation, yes, here. But, the problem of it is within Christianity for every righteous, female, like Pilgrim Cockatoo, you end up having an evil cunt. You have an evil Maggie Bell Bitch Butts. You end up having somebody like Obadiah who goes ahead and, I have no idea if he's a 51-year-old Australian. He might be. But you don't know who the hell these people are. And just like old James suggests, you don't know who the hell he is either. The closest I can go ahead and say where he went ahead and say is that he lived with James Radcliffe in Apache Flats, Arizona. Well, that opens up questions. Why are you living with another man in Apache Flats, Arizona? Are you a female who wants to go ahead and tell white men what to do? Are you another transgender? What? I went ahead and fought, a couple years ago with this idiot woman named Tammy, who lived out in Arizona. And essentially what it boiled down to is that she knew Christian identity by penetration. Essentially she had been pretty well been the hump buddy of a bunch of Christian identity males, and what happens is that because she was, these Christian Identity hump buddies, that she knew all about Christian Identity, and therefore she'd go ahead and tell me or anybody else what to do. No, it don't work that way. But look, James, I mean, in your own way, you're as dishonest as Obadiah. You know, here comes this old Jeff. I call him Juice the Goof. I think he's a Whigger from around Richmond, Virginia. And the problem of it is that you people, I mean, when you're wrong, you don't take criticism. The reason you don't take criticism, you know, you insist that I should be criticized. No. I went ahead and asked you, where in the world does it say I'm not supposed to use four-letter Anglo-Saxon monosyllables? What happens is these are Anglo-Saxon words. They're the very basic words. And what happens, they're the really most honest words that there is. When you use the word shit, how in the world can that go ahead and be twisted into a lie? How can you go ahead and twist a word like tits or fuck or cunt into something other than what it means here? They're the most honest words in the Anglo-Saxon dictionary because there's no way to go ahead. And what they do is they are just like a well-placed whip. They can go ahead and open up and lacerate quite a bit. And the thing about it is I go ahead and I use them to open up and lacerate liars and hypocrites and thieves and fools. And I make no apology for doing so. What happens is what we need is not only free speech, we need honest speech. We need to go ahead and be honest, because if we're not honest, we're liars. Who are we fooling? Are we like these Judeo-Whiggers who think they're going to be on Cloud 666, and guess what? We're going to go ahead and force Jesus Christ to come real soon, because what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and kick the Arabs out of their home here and give it to these Jews. They're going to go ahead and blow up the mosque, and they're going to go ahead and create a new temple. And what happens is we're going to go ahead and manipulate Christ and God into coming a little bit early to the old forest here while we're looking at everything going on in Cloud 666. You gotta wonder what sort of God, what sort of Christ that they have, that their God and their Christ are such fucktards that are easily manipulated by Whiggers. You know, it's rather stupid. You gotta wonder if you're gonna worship some being as a God. He ain't much of a God if you're able to manipulate him. Are they? But like, you know, this one guy said, Garnett Armstrong. He says that most people, they want a God that they can go ahead and take off the shelf when they're ready to deal with them here. Today is Sunday. I'm going to go ahead and dust him off, and I'm going to go ahead and live up on God. And God's going to wag his tail because God's such a fucktard. You got to wonder, you know, why do you people believe this stupid crap? But the answer is you do. You know, you don't stop to go ahead and think, examine what you believe. You don't bother. You see, I don't have to examine how I act or how I believe. I've had 15 years of experience. But like it says, the word of Yahweh is written on the Christian Israelite's heart. But you got to wonder, what about someone who goes ahead and adds to the words of Yahweh? And then not only writes them on his own little heart, but goes ahead and insists that other Israelites have to go ahead and obey it as well. And the answer is, if you go ahead and you're adding to the word of Yahweh, you're the one setting up yourself as God. You're saying that you are the God. And guess what? You get to go ahead and force your will, your idea of God upon someone else. Well, guess what? You're not really with God. You're not really of God. What you are is you're an imposer. You're a liar. You're an idiot. And the thing about it is that, you know, it's probably a good thing that you're so stupid because I don't know how you could go ahead and live with yourself if you understood how evil you are. See, sanctimony is the coating, not only the smell of rot, but what it is. It's as necessary to an evildoer, it's as necessary to the spawn of Satan's continued existence as slime is for a slug. The slug wouldn't be able to get very far if it didn't have slime. If a slug didn't have slime, how could he go ahead? I mean, he'd be, you know, it's tender slug flesh would be abraded. Unless it was going on anywhere other than a lettuce leaf, still it'd be sort of abraded. A slug leaves slime because, you know, that's the trail he leaves here. You can go ahead and tell where a slug has been by a slime trail. But that slug needs that slime. Well, so too does an evildoer. So too does the spawn of Satan need sanctimony. That's his slime. That's the trail that he goes ahead and leaves. But that's the trail that he needs here in order to survive. He can't help but go ahead and ooze sanctimony. That's why you can go ahead and detect him easily. I'm trying to not go ahead and put a whole bunch of filler syllables. I mean, this is pretty well free air. I got a free audience, and people will go ahead and listen to what I have to say because, well, just like pretty well when I was talking with Pastor John Britton. Pastor John Britton, he's a totally different man than I am. Pastor John Britton is hot-tempered. Me, I'm about as cold-tempered a person as you see. I pretty well always think things through. And I've always been that way, but the last couple of years have made me even more so. Especially staying in the nut house, where if you went ahead and said something out of time, you could be very, very seriously hurt. What happens is that I am a first-generation convert to dual feed my Christian identity. Herbert Armstrong pretty well led me the way, but I mean, by birth, no, I wasn't, a Christian Israelite. Pastor Britton is here. He pretty well sucked it up into his mother's milk here. His father was one of Wesley Smith's minister. His Uncle Newman was Pastor Richard Butler's first successor. So, since we're two totally different men, and I regret I've never met Pastor Britton in person, although we pretty well talk to each other each day. But essentially, with him guarding my back and me guarding his back, we've been pretty well able to go ahead and hack through all these posers and these liars and these pretenders. The problem is that more and more and more and more people sense that things are going wrong and they're going very bad. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to go ahead and bunch up and seek other people just like them. And when they do that, they remind me of these people who came in the militia who essentially really weren't militia types, who really weren't out to go ahead and overthrow the government, who really weren't out to go ahead and do anything other than try to go ahead and tell Zog that, oh my God, we're annoyed. And this was in 1995, 1996, when things economically were good in the land. Things are not very good now. And what happens is that here's Keith Olbermann whining about hatred. No, Obermanzer, you're going to, I call him Olbermann. He calls himself Olbermann. I call him Obermanzer. Look, Obermanzer, you go ahead and you're going to wish for the days of hidden hatred. You're going to go ahead and wish for the days when people sort of hid their racism. Because guess what? You're not going to like it any more than that nigger who got beat up by old Epic Beard Man. He didn't like what happened. He went ahead. That's why that video, that YouTube video, made such an impact. Because here it is, some nigger who goes ahead and claims racism to where I get to go ahead and beat up Whitey, goes ahead and instead gets his ass beat. Now, Epic Beard Man, he's a nut. Because what happens is that same people understand that, guess what, I'm not allowed to beat up niggers who bother me, who try to go ahead and molest me, who try to go ahead and beat me up. I could get in trouble for calling a nigger a nigger. I could get in trouble for doing this or doing that. And the answer is you could. But the thing about it is you're going to get in trouble anyway. You might as well be hung for being a goat as being a lamb. Speaking of which, which reminded me of another thing I need to go ahead and say. A couple weeks ago, I had the FBI come to my house, asking about an old bongo, asking about assassination of an old bongo. And what happens is I thought he was probably another one of these swiggers trying to go ahead and set me up with such a deal that he's going to give me $25 for one of my junk cars and then crush it out for $200. I pretty well told him, I didn't even bother to get up, and Roxy wasn't going to let him in the door, and Poopy Dog certainly wasn't going to let him in the door. So I said, what do you want? He said, well, I'm Gary Hewitt, from the Joplin FBI office. And I said, what do you want? He says, well, we want to talk to you about some bad people who want to go ahead and assassinate our president, Obama. And I said, look, he's your nigger president. He's not mine. In fact, I'm suing your nigger president for election and civil rights violations. You have a right to feel that way. Well, not according to him, I don't. He's just claiming that. He wants to go ahead and, talk to me. He wants me to talk to him. I told him, look, it's nothing to me what happens, and it ain't. I'm certainly not advocating, that the nigger, that the fraudulent alleged nigger president be scragged. But the thing about it is that because the FBI is running around, I went ahead and said it was nothing to me. But if he wanted to hear my comment on it, he could go ahead and read it on my webpage, along with everybody else who wanted to read this. Now, this particular show, there's a few people who's going to listen to it, but there's going to be a bunch of people download it afterwards. Last night, Brian Wright, a.k.a. Billy Wood, he shows up. He shows up, and I see him on the chat, and I'm not really paying too much attention to it. I went ahead and saved the chat transcript. And guess what? Brian Wright, he goes ahead and he shows up, and I guess he guesses that because he can see himself be on there, I can see him on there too, and he goes ahead and logs off. But you got to wonder, look, Billy Woods, did you just sort of know that I was talking to Pastor John Britton at 1:56 Central Standard Time in the morning? And the answer is, probably Zog was listening. They went ahead and called him and said, look, Billy Wright, Brian Wright, go ahead, you all hear what Livestead said about you. He goes ahead and he routes out. Because I didn't really give advance notice except on one of my little blogs, and all I did was give a title to it so I could go ahead and claim that I'd gone ahead and been on there that particular day. But the movement, the vast majority of the movement, is nothing more than Zog false fronts here. Now, sometimes they're run by, sometimes they're run by genuinely well-meaning wiggers, but guess what? I got a email saying, you don't know what you're talking about when you talk about Ritual Descent Embalming Society. Well, I end up giving them the title Embalming Society because essentially they're just old wiggers who essentially embalm every idea which was new back 230 years ago. Well, and what happens if they lived 230 years ago? They'd have been complete Tories. They wouldn't have been revolutionaries. But they're good. They're mainly good people. But guess what? They have Franco. They have Albion, who I call Rabang Albion Miller. Now, I go ahead and pretend that, it's Trader Glenn Miller's little mudskank Filipino bar girl daughter, but actually it's probably Ron Doggett, who works for David Duke, but also goes ahead and shows up on VNNF here. Stormfront, It's a Zog false front. These people go ahead and get money, and they go ahead and take it. And what happens? Don Black goes ahead and gets to go ahead and get with, you know, get whatever Wigger, Mice, and Geezer dealt. The fools send them. Pastor Britton went ahead, and one of the spies he has is somebody went ahead and used to give Linder money. They had plenty of money, so they went ahead and gave Linder money. I said, this person wasted this money. Linder has enough money. What happens is that Trader Glenn Miller goes ahead and pays for the server. Pays, you know, pays for the V-Bulletin format. Probably gives Linder a little sinecure. So what happens is you go ahead and give Linder money. You're essentially going ahead, and that money you give is money that the Department of Zog Land Security doesn't have to give Linder. Essentially. Good, now it's getting a little bit dry. You know, more tonsil burn. Even though sunny up. Essentially what you're doing is that, hey, you might as well just give it to the IRS and give it to Linder. You might as well, you know, if you're going ahead and you know, give them money, you know, Trader Glenn Miller money for ads, you might as well go ahead and give it to the IRS. You might as well go ahead and write out a check to the Department of, you know, Homeland Security. Well, I call it the Department of Zog Land Insecurity because Zog isn't secure. When you allow about a couple million beaners to enter the country, what happens? Those beaners look a lot like, you know, look a lot like Arabs. They're all brown people. I mean, from what I gather, you know, on the border, along with all these beaner baby diapers, they've seen a few scraps of the Koran. That'll tell you something. You gotta wonder what happens if all these beaners decide to become Muslims. Jews are going to have a fine time then, won't they? But then again, they're going to have a fine time anyway. They've gone ahead and destroyed the white man. Like Robert Franz said on FAEM, which is probably the best white nationalist page ever, I'd love to see the beaner live off the nigger taxpayer. Or I'd love to see the Jew live off the nigger taxpayer. I'd love to see the beaner live off the... Jew live off the beaner taxpayer. They don't provide, they can't go ahead and provide for themselves. Much less anybody else. See, the big thing of this economic depression is no longer, workers can't support themselves no more. Much less support Zog. Much less support the Jews. That's what happens when you have a social order which is, you know, which is collapsing. That's what happens when you have an economic system that's collapsing. No longer can the parasites go ahead and live high on the hog. So what's going to happen, even among parasites, when guess what? They don't have as many people to live off of, so many wiggers to live off. And the answer of it is there's going to be trouble, you know, in wigger land. There's going to be trouble in Zogland. There's going to be trouble among the parasites. They're going to be killing and eating one another because they don't have anything else left to do. So, in any case, Trader Glenn Miller, he wants money for radio ads. Well, I'm going to go ahead and expand my lawsuit, and I'm thinking of taking Roxy up with me. You know, these people in the Missouri state government, I'm suing them. Well, I'm suing on Bongo, but the main lawsuit says that guess what? You can't go ahead and come up with Revised Section Missouri 115.355, which says that you have to show up in order to go ahead and run for public office, and you go ahead, and just like they do in China and Russia and Zimbabwe, they go ahead and arrest people. They go ahead and arrest people so they can't run for office. Zog loves talking, you know, lecturing other people on human rights when they go ahead and they violate every single human right that they claim to uphold. I was allowed to go ahead and work on my case. I was allowed to work on my lawsuit against Red Blunt when I was in the Nut House. And I certainly wasn't allowed to go down 27 miles from Fulton to Jeff City to file for public office. So they need to go ahead and do away with this court law that they made to where, guess what? By throwing people in jail, they can keep him. They can keep him or her from running for public office. But the second thing, and Trader Glenn Mayer is responsible for it. What he did is he went ahead and said it to where, guess what? If you're an open white nationalist, like he purports to be and like I am, you can't run on a major political party ticket. You can't run on the Republican ballot. You can't run on the Democrat ballot. You can't run on a Libertoon ballot. Because what they can do is that they can go ahead and refuse your filing fee. In Missouri, the filing fee doesn't go to the state treasury. It goes to the political party. It's a sore slush fund. And I had Libertoons go ahead and say, well, you're just going ahead and using, you're just a welfare kick because you're using the courts to go ahead and sue me, frivolously. Well, I'm not suing you frivolously. What happens is you're a political party, which means that guess what? If it's since it's open, primary, let the voters decide who gets to go ahead and run. But guess what? You libertarians who claim to be for liberty, you can't allow that. And neither can the Republican Party. Well, I'd like to see the Republican Party pretty well say is, guess what? Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky List said he's an open white nationalist, can't run for United States Senator. That'll pretty well end up the old claim that the Republican Party is actually the party for white people when they do that. But in any case, I intend to go up there, and probably I'll go ahead and bring my wife Roxy and have her serve these papers. Because they've been going ahead and denying my suit here. They're supposed to go ahead and file a waiver. I went ahead and sent them a waiver that says, hey, if I don't have to spend the money to serve you, you go ahead and answer to it. You have 60 days instead of 20 days. Well, if I go up to Jeff City to file here, I can go ahead and have her serve these papers for me. She's over 18. She's not a direct party to the suit. But in any case here, it's time to go ahead and get what I want. I'm going to go ahead and ask for summary judgment. I'm going to ask for summary judgment to be given to me to go ahead and overturn Revised Statute of Missouri 115.355 and say that people who are not convicted of anything can file an absentia, while they're in jail. Because guess what, Zog? Guess what, Missouri Zog? You can't go ahead and do like you did with me for four years. Essentially deny me my right to go ahead and run for political office by going ahead and having me imprisoned in a nut house or jail for bogus child molestation charges here while you keep me from running for political office here. See, that's what a third rate country does here. That's what a mighty evil empire does when it's on the decline. It can't figure out what to do. In any case, I'm looking at the chat line. There's a few people. Anyway, it's 7:42, and I'm going to go ahead and close in about 10 minutes because I don't want Pastor Fink's forum trampled over here, and I want people to be able to go ahead and migrate over to there. But in any case, by the way, Pilgrim or Cocktoo, you weren't on, and I didn't mean to say you're elderly. I don't know how old you are, okay? But in case, no, I'm going to go ahead and you see, it sort of reminds me of the Jim Croce song about how words once honored have turned to lies. He went ahead and he sung that in 1970. One hand on the Bible, the other hand on the gun. He said, every day things are changing. Words once honored have turned to lies. Well, guess what? They were lies when they were written. But they used to go ahead, at least go ahead and give lip service to these lies that they told. Now they don't. They no longer do that. They no longer even pretend to do that. They do whatever they want to. So, In case I'm seeing the chat here says both parties are bullshit. Well, let me tell you, libertines or libertarians, they're bullshit too. But what happens, they're even worse bullshit than Republicans and Democrats, because what you end up having, you know, the Republicans and Democrats, you end up having fourth or rate wannabe politicians in as your precinct committee men and women. And they go ahead and they plot and they try to figure out how to go ahead and get patronage so that they can run the local license department or whatever. And they fight and they do that. Well, libertarians are even worse. Edgar Steele, who I called the finger whimperer, he was all upset last year when he wanted to run for as governor of Idaho on the Constitutional Party. And what happens is a bunch of deranged Mormons went ahead and, you know, deranged nigger-loving Mormons went ahead and made a nigger as their party chairman. What they did is about 30 of them showed up in a mob, and they went ahead and voted out the people who had actually formed the Constitutional Party in Idaho. And then once they took over, well, guess what? They're going to run things the way they want to do. And that's a matter of what it is. None of it actually has anything to do with actual people getting to go ahead and vote for whoever they want to vote. None of it does. So, you know, that's a political situation. Now, you hear these people whining about the Supreme Court decision to allow corporations to go ahead and spend their money as they please. Well, actually, I don't mind that, as long as you know where the money came from. But what they're trying to do is they're going to go ahead and hide this thing. But you got to wonder about stupid wiggers. You have a real piece of shit, old Roy Blunt. I call him Skunk Blunt, alleged spawner of Run Blunt. He's going to run for the United States Senator. I think he's going to lose to Robin Carnahan. And one of the reasons he's going to lose is that I am going to go ahead and be running. And I'm going to go ahead and urge people that after I lose the primary election in August, you know, if I'm on the ballot. If I'm not on the ballot, then it's going to be another lawsuit. But this lawsuit has already been ongoing. It's been going on since November 4th of 2008. Essentially, what it boils down to is that guess what? The white man's a new nigger, and he don't get to run. Well, thanks to Trader Glenn Miller. So here are all these people, and they all know better. But you got to wonder here, just like these false Christianity people, they're a ringer. Zog has always been interested in infiltrating Christianity. They tried it with Randy Weaver, and the end result was a fiasco. And they tried it with other people. In any case, I'm going to... I'm going to go ahead and see if I can't go ahead and click on this thing to where unmute all. See if I can hear anybody on the line. Huh. Well, I can't. So anyway, I got about maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes. It's not going to be quite a 2-hour show. I yacked myself pretty well at the end. Since I had this earlier show, I really wasn't prepared as where I wanted to be, although I did talk quite a bit. But, essentially what you got to remember is that most of the movement is altogether infiltrated. It's altogether spied upon. It's altogether acted upon because Jews figured out a long time ago that if you end up having somebody, in all aspects of the white nationalist movement, you can go ahead and control it. And I've been to these rallies. And what happens is they're scared. If you ever went to a rally, I went to this one in Topeka, Kansas on May 12th or 14th of 2004. And I went up there because Billy Roper was having Pastor Richard Butler. And I wanted to see Pastor Butler before he died. I sort of called it the See Pastor Butler Before He Croaks tour. And Billy Roper, he was doing that in 2003 and 2004. In 2003, he was in Colt, Arkansas, which was a long ways away across toward the Memphis side of Arkansas. And I had a car, but I really didn't want to go ahead and be gone for about 2-3 days because it took some time to be there. I really didn't have, the extra money to go ahead and spend on doing that. So I didn't go ahead and see Pastor Butler then, but I went up in 2004. And I need to go ahead and upload my videotaping of it because I went ahead and videotaped it. So did Craig Korenkopp. And he pretty well concentrated on Flinder. I pretty well concentrated on Pastor Richard Butler. I went ahead and gave a speech. But what surprised me the most about these rallies is you'll end up having about 100 pigs, 100 white pigs, and then at the other side, you'll end up having these Whiggers and Mamzers and a few being whipped on by a few Jews. You might have 200 or 300 anti-racists. What happens? Here we were, less than 24. I think there was 21 of us. And the only female on our side was Roxy, who I took up there with me. See, Pastor Butler, he had about 4 or 5 bodyguards, led by Rick Spring. And Rick Spring was a criminal. That's why we need to get away. That's why we need to get away from the criminal element. The Brian Wrights and the Rick Springs and the Ray, the Dave Halls, because what they are is they're spies. And Zog got control of them. Yes, by all means, go ahead and maintain a prison ministry. But what happens is that we need to go ahead and get away from where, skinheads and the rest of them are the focus of dual seed like Chris and Danny. We need to get away from that. We need to go ahead and get back to where it's a family. It's a small congregation that we don't need to know who they are. All what we need to do is we need to upgrade them from being single seed line to being dual seed line. And the way to do that here is to understand what you should know here. See, that's the problem. All these liars and posers and male priests like James the Juice and Juice the Goof and the rest of them, they show up. And they know all about Christian identity because guess what? Talmud Vision told them what it was about. The Jews told them what it was all about. No, it ain't. The reason you don't act the way you're supposed to act is because you must not be Israelites. Because, if Yahweh's law is written on your heart, you wouldn't want to be adding to it. But you did. But you did. But why do you do that? And the answer of it is you're not of Christian Israel. You're not. In any case, what happens is that rather than have the Jews define us, we need to define ourselves, and we need to understand who we are. Me, I've been in the movement for 15 years, and by now I understand who I am. And for those of you who don't like a few Anglo-Saxon monosyllables, I'll say the same thing I said to Obadiah, Obaliar, Obadorker. Those of you who do not like what I have to write, don't read what I have to write. Those of you who don't like what I have to say, don't listen to what I have to say. There's no need to go ahead and make yourself miserable. I've had a number of Jews come up to me, comment about my webpage and say that what I had to write made them physically ill. Well, it should, Jew. There's no reason you should like what I have to say. But if you're pretending to be an Israelite, and you don't like what I have to say, there's probably something wrong with you. And the thing that's wrong with you is you're probably not an Israelite. It's about time to wrap this up. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I might have a program with Pastor John Britton comes up if anything major comes up, but I think I pretty well discussed everything. Trader Glenn Miller, a number of what's happening on Zogland, but essentially this is a movement program. This is what's going on in the bowel movement. And I was pretty well pleased with this morning's show with Pastor John Britton. Might have an unscheduled one, but The next scheduled one is from 6 to 8 o'clock Central Time on this Talk Stew channel. But there might very well be some others later on. In any case, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. And nah, I'm not going to play a Wigger problem. I went ahead and bought yesterday. I bought a little digital handheld digital recorder by Sony. And I'll probably try to go ahead and work on that to go ahead and improve my program or to go ahead and add a musical accompaniment. But I didn't get around to doing that today. There's a number of things. By the way, I need to go ahead. And this problem with Obaliah, went ahead and kept me from answering my friend Bob Joseph's letter. He went ahead and sent me another postcard, and I do need to go ahead and put on his letters, because essentially he got railroaded by Zog. You know, those criminal charges of driving with a loaded weapon, that was an illegal charge. He shouldn't have been charged with it. And that, not driving with a license, that should not have been a felony charge, ever. What happens is that, I know Bob, and you know, Bob is not actually a very hard man at all here. I mean, he's a just man, but essentially he got set up here. And as a result of this crap coming down, I've been deflected from doing a lot of things I really need to do, because I've had to go ahead and make sure that the church, the above ground dual seed line Christine Dandy church, was in good order. And the thing about it is that, you know, people were saying, well, you need to do something about it. And I said, no, we need to go ahead and let these people, we need to let these people be known for who they are. So let them run wild and let them be detected, and then I'll go ahead and close on them. But I had to go ahead and for this particular show, that was what it was going to be about. So I went ahead and talked to Pastor John Britton this morning, and the earlier show you can go ahead and record. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end this up finally and say hail victory and may Yahweh bless. Good night.